KSA Radio News.
California SWAT police shot and killed a suspect wanted in the murder of former NASCAR driver Bobby East. The suspect, who was allegedly homeless, had an outstanding parole warrant, and police described him as armed and dangerous in a statement. The man was accused of fatally stabbing East in the chest at a gas station in Westminster, California. East was a three-time United States Auto Club national champion driver. Russia's defense minister has called for the country's military to, quote, further intensify attacks on Ukraine, claiming it is trying to stop Ukraine from bombing civilian areas in Russian-backed territory. The move follows Vladimir Putin's hinting that Russia might soon ramp up war efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Major League Baseball has agreed to pay $185 million to current and former minor league baseball players to settle a federal class action lawsuit alleging violations of minimum wage laws. The settlement was filed Friday and is pending a judge's approval. It is considered one of the largest wage and hour class action settlements in history. A dolphin is swimming freely.
A wayward dolphin has been swimming in the Thames River in Connecticut after it made its way upstream from the Long Island Sound. The dolphin was first spotted by fishermen Thursday morning. A video posted to Facebook shows the dolphin jumping around near the Norwich Marina, about 15 miles from the sound. The animal rescue team at the Mystic Aquarium was eventually notified. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
A class action suit has been filed against candy maker Mars, alleging Skittles contained a, quote, known toxin that makes the rainbow candies unfit to eat. The suit filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California states that Skittles contains high levels of titanium dioxide as a food additive. The lawsuit also said that titanium dioxide will be banned in the European Union next month after a food safety regulator deemed it is unsafe because of its ability to change DNA. A Missouri resident who became infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba has died. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services stated that the resident may have been exposed to the amoeba, commonly found in warm, fresh water like lakes and rivers, while swimming at the Lake of Three Fires in Taylor County, Iowa. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is conducting testing in conjunction with the Center for Disease and Control Prevention to confirm the presence of the amoeba in the lake. They have temporarily closed it. Some of the sequoia tree trunks are being wrapped in fire-resistant foil, as the Wabash fire in Central California has now scorched 4,700 acres from Yosemite National Park. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.